Looking back at a story that broke last week, but I know you've been doing follow-up on it, Public Health Agency of Canada-funded research presented to the Canadian Medical Association claims washing your hands does not prevent the flu.
Yeah, this was data that was research that was done in 2007 looking at the effect of hand washing. And as you said, in this particular study, it seems to indicate that washing your hands won't really prevent the flu, which is not really news because the flu is primarily spread by droplets. And in fact, that's when you cough or sneeze, the droplets are in the air and you breathe them in. But the point of hand washing, and actually before I even get to that, there is another study, and this is the thing with studies, is that you can have one that comes out that says one thing, another that comes out and says another. So you have to take into account the bulk of information and then analyze it all in total as opposed to depending upon one as the means of developing a health policy. Another one was done and published in the Annals of Internal Medicine late last month, was done in Hong Kong, where they looked at 400 family members, and they divided them into three groups. And these had to do with seasonal flu, but was certainly transferable to the way H1N1 is spread. And these three groups, one was told to do absolutely nothing other than just healthy diet and lifestyle changes. The others were told to wash their hands with soap and water and using alcohol and hand sanitizers when they coughed or sneezed. And the other group was told to wash their hands and use surgical face masks. And they found that if you wore surgical face masks and washed your hands within 36 hours of someone getting sick, you had a much less risk of getting the flu compared to all the other groups. But what they couldn't conclude or make a conclusive determination was that whether the hand washing or the masks were the main reason why that would happen. So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, looking at all these studies, it says this is very good information, it's good to know, but the point is that we're not changing our recommendations with regard to hand washing. Secondarily, because although it may not necessarily be the best way to prevent flu because of the airborne nature of it, it helps prevent secondary infections for people who have the flu, that is bacterial infections, pneumonias, other infections when you're already sick, because you do know for absolutely sure that when you use hand sanitizers, you are destroying bacteria that you may be carrying that can also contribute to someone's degree of illness when they have the flu. So, you know, there's no downside to washing your hands. That's ultimately what this is saying, is that although you may not necessarily prevent all flu, you still are reducing the transmission of other pathogens and a small amount of flu that actually ends up on your hands that you can transfer to someone by touching them as well.
And don't those droplets also land on surfaces and remain alive on surfaces for a period of time?
Absolutely. And in fact, what was interesting, and I read this the other day, is that some of these droplets, when you're outside and coughing because they're airborne, can travel up to 2 miles.
Lovely.
So it really is quite a traveling virus. But you're right, is that all these things do eventually land, and you will be touching them. So again, there's no downside to washing your hands. It's not hurting anybody to wash your hands. And again, it still institutes proper hygiene practices, especially for other diseases that do go around as well. So there is no downside, and the evidence really isn't very conclusive one way or the other. And given that fact, knowing that you do have surfaces that are contaminated, it's still a good thing to be doing.
Thank you, doctor.